Good morning. Everybody wide awake this morning? Yeah? All right. All right, so let's do a little review from last week. I know most of y'all weren't here, but we can go over it. What does God forbid in the third commandment? And it's not to use his name in vain. So we're not to use God's name as a swear word, right? And we're supposed to represent him not only in our language, but in the way we act in our everyday life also. What does God require in the third commandment? And I kind of touched on it already. Faithfully reflecting him in everything we say and do. So let's go to scripture. Exodus 20, verse 8 through 11. All right, again, this is God talking to Israel, and this is after they've come out of Egypt, right? They were in slavery, now they're out in the wilderness. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work. You, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. So everybody's supposed to take a rest on Sunday, right? Or was it Saturday? So it was Saturday for them, but kind of that was the end. That was the first day of the week. Or Sunday's the first day of the week, and we tend to think Monday's the first day, right? Because we go to work on Monday and all that. All right, so what did God call Israel to remember in this fourth commandment? Rest what day? On the Sabbath, right? Sabbath day. So the Sabbath day comes from the word that means to stop. God wants Israel to remember that every week they are to stop working for the entire day. So if you're not working, you're kind of resting, right? So stop work, rest. How was Israel to keep the Sabbath? Were they to work on the Sabbath or rest? Rest. Yep. Now, people back in this time, so they came from Egypt, right? So they were slaves, so they probably worked 7 days a week. They didn't have a rest. Every day they had to go to work. How'd you like to go to school every day? No Saturday off, no Sunday off. Wouldn't that be nice? No. Why was Israel to work 6 days and rest for one? There's a couple reasons. One, it gives us a rest, right? So especially if we're back in that day where it was more agricultural, they had to tend the cattle, tend the sheep, you know, till the ground, pull the weeds out of the garden, you know, all that stuff, plant. So because God in his work of creation worked for 6 days and rested one, Israel was to reflect him by following the same pattern. Okay, so remember, God created things for 6 days, and then the seventh day, he so-called rest. He rested from creating things. All right, so the main idea that the Sabbath is a day of rest from our work for God's glory and our good. Have you ever wondered why God rested on the seventh day of creation? You ever think, well, did God get tired? Probably not. Let's see why. It wasn't because he was out of breath from speaking galaxies into existence, right? So how did God create the universe? He spoke it. That's right. Wish I could do that, huh? That'd be nice. Our God doesn't grow tired. He doesn't need rest, but he knows that we do. And in his rich mercy, he rested to provide a pattern for us as his image. God created us in his image, right? So we are to reflect what God does. So he worked for 6 days, we're to rest one day. 6 days of hard work are to be followed by a day of deep rest called the Sabbath. There is a green light over 6 days calling us to go, but a red light hovers over the Sabbath calling us to stop. Why does God call us to stop working every week? Any guesses? What happens if you work all the time? Work, 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 work.
You don't get tired and probably suffer from the heat stroke.
That's right. Especially out here if you're working outside.
If you're working outside in the heat.
Oh, yeah. You can even drink a bunch of water and still get super hot. God calls us to stop for his glory. That is why the Sabbath is called holy. When something is holy, it is set apart for God's service. So the Sabbath or the day of rest is set apart. It's different from the other days because those are the days we work. So the Sabbath is the day that we rest. It's holy. It's set apart for God and for us. By keeping the Sabbath holy, we end up keeping the first three commandments. We keep the first commandment by devoting the day to worship of God alone. We keep the second commandment by doing what God has commanded us in his worship. We keep the third commandment by reverently carrying his name in our prayers and praises. And we keep the fourth commandment by reflecting him in our rest. This is why the Sabbath brings glory to God. But the second, God calls us to stop for our good. Jesus taught that the Sabbath is given to serve and to bless us. Under Pharaoh, Israel would have been forced to work nonstop for 7 days a week. But God is not a harsh taskmaster like Pharaoh. Instead, he gives his people with it. He gifts his people with an entire day each week to recharge and refresh physically and spiritually. Now, we don't probably work as hard as, obviously, as the Israelites did when they were in Egypt, but even doing mental stuff can wear you out. And you need that day of rest to just maybe play video games all day or something. But to do something different, you know, let your brain rest, let your body rest. We shouldn't view the fourth commandment as a forced duty of task by asking, do we have to keep the Sabbath? We should view it as a delight, saying we get to keep the Sabbath. So maybe when y'all get older and you have to work 7 days or 6 days a week, then you'll appreciate the Sabbath. You get to rest, take a day off, you know. A lot of times we work 6 days and then we come home and you got all this yard work to do, you know, so you got to do that. But then you get the day of rest. All right, so how do we keep the Sabbath? What do we do on the Sabbath?
Rest.
Rest, yep. By stopping from our ordinary work and filling the day with worship in our churches, homes, and lives. How does the Sabbath result in our good? So what's good about taking the rest? Right, you recharge, you know, your phone goes dead, you got to stop using it. You got to plug it in for a little bit. Let it rest, you know. If Israel kept the Sabbath on the seventh, why do we keep it on the first day? So they kept it on Saturday, we keep it on Sunday. Any idea? even though Sunday seems like the last day of the week for us. It is because on the first day of the week that Jesus rose from the dead, God rest on the seventh day showed that his work of creation was completed. And when Jesus rose from the dead, he showed that his work of salvation was completed. That is why Christians from first century onward have celebrated the Sabbath on the first day of the week, Sunday, instead of the last Saturday, calling it the Lord's Day. Okay? So if your mom and dad tells you to clean your room on Sunday, say, can't do it. Wouldn't be prudent. All right. So, all right, let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, Father, we do thank you and praise you for the day of rest that we can come and worship you, praise you for your wonderful works, works of creation, and your work of regeneration in us, in the work that Christ completed on the cross. As he said, it is finished. We cannot add anything to it. We can't help it along. Salvation belongs to the Lord, and we thank you and praise you. And in Christ's name we pray. Amen.